Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximizing your investment returns.
Hello and welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Dale Gillam, the Chief Analyst at Wealth Within. Today I wanted to talk about share market seminars or those free workshops that people go to. It seems that over the past few months there's been a lot more people getting interested in the share market and going to some of these free workshops that are advertised in newspapers or magazines and on websites. And it tends to be a cycle of those sorts of things coming up. When the market's hot, these things come out even more and obviously more people go to these types of seminars. But are they really a good place for you to go and get education? Or are they just simply a marketing technique? And to me, these workshops that they talk about, saying, come and watch our workshop, we'll teach you how to trade the share market full time. They have lots of different marketing tips or marketing headlines on their advertising or in their websites and saying how simple and easy in a few minutes a day we'll be able to teach you how to trade the share market. Come and see our workshop. And to me, they're more marketing seminars disguised as workshops, because really the share market is a place where buyers and sellers get together to transfer assets. And that's really the simple thing about the share market. But it doesn't matter how many glossy brochures that you have and with pictures of BMWs and beaches and blondes and those sorts of things on them. At the end of the day, it gets down to, is this a really good education for you? Or is it just simply a marketing company trying to sell courses to make a lot of money with very little or not a lot of care about the person attending the workshop or doing their courses to see whether they actually going to get the results or not? And it's interesting the feedback I'm getting from lots of people that are going to them. I mean, it was only yesterday that I had a gentleman who'd been to about four or five of these over the last few weeks. And I won't mention names because that's not necessarily relevant right here, but one of the ones there was saying, look, you know, you get this software and we teach you how to use the software and it scans on all these proprietary indicators and it tells you the you know, who's buying and who's selling, so to speak, and you know, which of the stocks or which of the markets are the hottest ones right now. And as soon as he said that to me, I thought, well, geez, I've heard this for so many times over the last 15, 20 years, it's not funny. And at the end of the day, is anybody that says they've got proprietary indicators or proprietary software that does this secret sort of stuff that nobody else sort of knows, that's pretty much one of those big alarm bells that sort of goes off in my head, because it's not actually true. Is to me, what they're doing with their proprietary indicators is really they're just normal indicators that everybody else has. And they generally tend to be technical indicators, which get into the realms of things like moving averages and Bollinger Bands and MACDs, stochastics, RSIs, moving average crossovers, multiple moving averages. There's a whole range of these tools, you know, average true range, and I could keep actually going on. And all it is just they've plugged into this software system or software program some of these tools to do a scan of certain markets to come up with this proprietary techniques. Now, for those people who know really what we're doing here, obviously we are an educator, but we're also a boutique fund manager managing portfolios. Now, I've got two senior analysts and four other analysts underneath them to actually help us manage the fund and do recommendations, study the stock market. And you're probably going to guess that I pay them quite a lot of money to, as a group of six people plus myself, to analyse the market. Now, to me, that's a lot of money going in wages. Now, if I could actually buy a simple computer and buy basically a simple computer program that would scan the best opportunities on our market and pay $10,000 for that, why wouldn't I do that? Why wouldn't I just have a computer in the corner, turn it on, push the buttons myself, look at the outcomes and start doing the trading from there? And the simple answer is, it doesn't work. And really, and if it's any fund manager in the company, in the country, all the big major fund managers, none of these people own these software programs. And yet all of these companies have the ability and the cash to design and make them themselves and get them to work and make sure that they're trading profitably. But the thing is the share market is a living, breathing, emotional organism that grows, it shrinks and grows, it has temper tantrums, it's volatile sometimes, it's very passive at other times. Sometimes it looks like it's lazy and sitting in a chair. And it has lots of different moods the market goes through. And it is very, very emotional. Even though there's a logical way of understanding the market, because it does run in cycles just like you and me do. I mean, as I said at times, but in some other podcasts that I've actually done, I said, you know, humans are very, very cyclical in nature. We get up in bed, same time in the morning, we go to work at the same time, we drink the same type of tea or coffee at the same times. You know, we drive to work the same way, brush our hair the same way, put the, you know, which shoe on goes on first. You know, if you're left-handed, you put your left sock on first and your left shoe on first. If you're right-handed, it'll be the right sock and your right shoe on first. So we're very, very repetitive and cyclical in our own nature, and then that causes the market to be cyclical. But we're also very emotional because some days we might not feel well, so we don't even get out of bed. Other days we feel really excited and we do things a little bit different than we have before. But when you get to computer programs and computer software, it's very digital, it's very order, it's very much either yes or no, that's it. There's no, it's not an emotional thing, it's a very logical thing, and you've got to program logical things into it, like A plus B equals C, and A plus B will always equal C. Whereas in the share market, A plus B doesn't always equal C, because the share market may be more volatile because of announcements or something happening overseas than normal, and that's where these computer programs may work for certain periods of time, but then they'll get out of sync with the market. And the times when it won't work, and people that are not educated properly won't ever know that, and they'll just start losing money and wonder why they're losing money. And then they might make a little bit more money again, and then they'll lose it again. I'll leave that with you there. I'm going to break this podcast into two parts, like the last one I did I put into four parts, because I want to try and keep them a little bit more concise. So hopefully you've enjoyed today's podcast, and I look forward to chatting with you on part two of Share Trading Scams and Marketers. Thank you very much. I'm Dale Gillam, the Chief Analyst at Wealth Within. You've been listening to Talking Wealth, and I look forward to chatting with you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximize your investment returns, call 1300-SHARETRADE.